everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. It's no secret that we live in an era in which the culture of the world weaponizes laws and legal systems to attack biblical values and label what the Bible calls good as evil. It's a time when we as believers are called to defend biblical truth and at the same time to demonstrate God's love for the world. Well, in this week's news, we have two good news stories about believers who tasted victory after standing firm under legal attack for their biblical views. Firstly, a long nightmare ended for young Christian pro-life Dr. Jacques Defosse when the Health Professions Council of South Africa announced their decision to end their repeatedly delayed and postponed case and withdraw charges of unprofessional conduct against him for advising a patient who was seeking an abortion that her unborn child was a human being. Defosse's attorney, Martis van Wyk, said they are delighted with the victory, but they don't just want the case to be withdrawn. They want Dr. Defosse to be acquitted and for the disciplinary hearing to confirm that they had acted in the best interests of the woman and her unborn child. He also said the legal team had good evidence that the entire case against Defosse was driven by certain people in positions of power at two military hospitals in Wynberg, Cape Town, where Defosse was a medical intern at the time. The legal team have asked the HPCSA to investigate those responsible for driving a vendetta against the young doctor because of his pro-life views and to charge them with unprofessional conduct. Somebody needs to pay for the suffering caused to Dr. Defosse, who was unjustly prevented from practicing as a doctor for 3.5 years, he said. In our other good news story, we report on the news that veteran Dutch Reformed Church pastor Dr. Chris van Wyk learned on Friday that after hounding him for 2 years because of comments he made based on his biblical convictions, the South African Human Rights Commission have decided to withdraw their hate speech case against him. At a meeting at Word of Faith Christian Center in Port Elizabeth on Thursday, van Wyk, who has been at the forefront of defending biblical marriage in the DRC, warned a group of city pastors that the church needs to wake up and prepare itself for some ethical challenges that are coming its way soon, from secular society and even from within your own churches, he warned. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.